Title: Sequences Sub for Pirate Radio Energy and Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a subline that feels like it's blasting out of a pirate transmitter. Not pretty sine wave that behaves. I mean forward, a bit gritty, slightly unstable, and absolutely married to the break's swing. This is an advanced composition lesson, so the goal isn't just sound design. It's phrasing, note gating, call and response, and that sense of urgency that old-school jungle has when the sub is almost talking under the drums. Here's what you're making: a reusable Ableton Live 12 instrument rack called Pirate Sub, with two main layers. One chain is your clean fundamental, the part that actually moves air. The second chain is a mono mid layer that gets distorted on purpose so you can still read the bass rhythm on small speakers. And if you want, you can add a little noise grit later, but only if you earn it. Then we'll sequence a 2-bar loop that already sounds like jungle, and we'll expand it into an 8-bar phrase with dropouts, turnarounds, and a little extra broadcast panic in the right spots. Step 0. Set the vibe so the groove hits instantly. Set your tempo to 165 to 170. I like starting at 168 because it's fast enough to feel like jungle, but not so fast you lose control of the pocket. Drop in your break. Amen. Think. Hot pants. Chopped modern break, whatever you're using. Commit to it early because we're going to write the sub to the break, not to the grid. Now, in the break track, go to the groove pool. Pick something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 63, or an SB 1200 style groove if you want it extra rude. Apply it lightly. Timing maybe 40 to 70%. Velocity, keep it subtle, 0 to 20. Random, just a touch, 0 to 10. The key is, we're creating pocket, we're not making it sloppy. And here's a coaching move: solo your drums and read the loop. Don't stare at the waveform like it's a spreadsheet. Listen for three anchors: the kick, the snare, and the loudest little push in the loop, maybe a ghost kick, maybe a hat that leans forward. Those anchors are your gravity. A lot of classic jungle subs feel good because they answer those accents, or they dodge them. They don't just pile notes on top. Now step 1. Build the pirate sub rack. Create a MIDI track, load an instrument rack, and make two chains. Name them SUB and MID. On the SUB chain, drop an operator. Set operator to an algorithm that's just oscillator A only. Use a sine wave. If you want a tiny bit of hair, you can try a gentle triangle, but start clean. For the amp envelope, attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay somewhere like 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on how busy your pattern will be. Sustain, this matters. If you want plucky, gated notes, pulse sustain down, basically off. If you want occasional held notes, you can keep sustain at 0 dB, but be careful. Long sustained notes will smear into the kick and kill the bounce. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Enough to avoid clicks. Short enough to stay tight. After operator on the SUB chain, add saturator. Use a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Drive only 1 to 4 dB. This is not where you get loud. This is where you stabilize and give the fundamental a touch of density. Then compensate output so your level doesn't jump. Then add EQ8. Do not accidentally high pass your sub. Leave the high pass off. If you get mod, a gentle cut around 200 to 300 can help. If the kick lies right where your sub is, you can try a tiny dip somewhere around 50 to 70, but honestly, in jungle the better fix is usually note length and placement, not carving the life out with EQ. Now the MID chain. This is the radio speaks on small systems layer. Add another operator or wave eatable. Start with sine or triangle again. We're going to create harmonics with distortion, not with a bright waveform. Add overdrive. Set the frequency somewhere between 250 and 800 Hz. And don't guess. Loop your break. Loop a basic bass note and sweep that frequency until the bass starts to say words. That's the zone. Drive around 15 to 35%. Tone around 30 to 60. Dry slash wet 30 to 60. You want character, not a blown speaker. After that, add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn on soft clip. This keeps it controlled. Then EQ8. High pass this chain at about 110 to 160 Hz. This is important. Your MID chain is not allowed to fight your SUB chain. It's a translator, not the source of weight. If you want more bark, a small push around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it gets fizzy, tame 2 to 4kHz. Then utility. Width to 0%. Mono. Always. Jungle subs are a mono religion. Adjust gain so it sits under the drums, not on top. Now macro map the stuff you'll actually touch. Macro 1. Sub decay or release, your articulation knob. Macro 2. mid-drive, maybe overdrive, drive or dry slash wet. Macro 3, saturator drive. Macro 4, mid-high pass frequency, so you can thin it out fast. Macro 5, sub-level. Macro 6, mid-level. Quick teacher note, if you want ghost notes to automatically distort less, go into operator and make sure velocity affects volume. That way a ghost note isn't just quieter, it also drives your MID distortion less, so the main notes bark and the ghosts whisper. That's how you get expression without drawing automation for everything. Step 2, the sequencing mindset. Old school jungle subs emphasize offbeats, use tight note lengths, and quick turnarounds at bar ends, and they often use one wrong note as a quick tension stab, then resolve immediately. The wrong note isn't a new chord, it's a quick squeeze of menace. And one more mindset shift, silence is a weapon. Pirate radio energy comes from interruption. Instead of adding notes to make it hype, remove an expected hit every two bars. The listener's brain fills in the wait, and when it comes back it feels bigger without you turning anything up. Step 3. Choose key and range. Pick something dark and friendly. F, F sharp, G, or A. Set your MIDI clip to 2 bars. Start your root around F1 to G1 for proper sub weight. If it's too low to articulate at 168 BPM, go up to F2. Don't be afraid of that. Fast jungle subs often read better slightly higher, and the SUB chain still gives you weight. Step 4. Program the core rhythm. The 2-bar pirate loop. We're going to do question and answer. Bar 1 is your broadcast. Establish the station. Put a strong root on beat 1. Give it a length like an eighth note to a quarter note depending on how much space the kick needs. Then put an offbeat hit on the end of 1 or the end of 2. That's the skank. Keep it shorter. Then add one ghost note just before beat 3 or beat 4. Very short. Think 1/32 to 1/16. Lower velocity, but not silent. It should feel like a cheeky little transmitter tick. Bar 2 answers back. Repeat the rhythm shape, but change one pitch. Use the 5th or the flat 7 for that jungle menace. Or do a tiny approach note, one semitone above or below into the root near the end of bar 2. If you want a concrete approach, near the end of bar 2, do something like flat 7 into root, quickly, or do sharp 1 into root, but keep it short and resolve fast. If you hold the wrong note, it stops being tension and starts sounding like you changed key by accident. Now, gate with note ends, not compressors. Here's a reliable method, shorten every MIDI note until the groove feels almost too empty. Like you're worried it's not enough. Then add back only the tails you genuinely miss. That's how you get that chopped broadcast feel. Side chain is for space management. Articulation comes from the clip. Step 5. Transmitter urgency with glide and pitch moves. Turn on glide in operator. Set it around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Important. Make it legato behavior. It should only glide when notes overlap. So don't overlap everything. Overlap only the turnaround notes. That way the glide is a feature, like the signal bending under pressure, not a constant slide that turns into modern wobble bass. Now pitch drop accents. You can do pitch bend automation in the MIDI clip. Set your pitch bend range so it's meaningful. Then do a quick dip, like -2 to -5 semitones right at the start of a key hit, and return within about 80 to 150 milliseconds. That's that old school impact thing. Like the sub hits and buckles for a split second. Alternative, use shifter after operator, in pitch mode, and automate tiny drops. Keep it subtle. This lesson is jungle energy, not LFO wobble. Step 6. Lock it to the break. Take the same groove you applied to your break and apply it to the sub clip, but reduce the timing amount. Start around 30 to 50%. Subs shouldn't swing as wildly as hats. You want the sub to roll, not trip over itself. Now the advanced micro timing recipe. Keep downbeats basically on grid. Then choose just one offbeat note and pull it late by around 8 to 15 milliseconds for that laid back roll. And choose one turnaround note and push it early by 5 to 10 milliseconds for urgency. Do that once per 2 bars. If you do it everywhere, it stops sounding cheeky and starts sounding like bad timing. Step 7. Make it hit in the mix. Add a compressor after the rack on the pirate sub track. Enable sidechain and feed it from the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then set threshold, so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. If the kick is short and pokey, go shorter release so the bass comes back fast. If the kick is boomy, slightly longer release so the low end doesn't stack. And keep the sub mono. Put utility at the end with width at 0%. Anything below about 120 Hz needs to behave. No stereo tricks down there. Optional advanced cleanliness. If your snare is huge, A tiny side jing to the snare can work too, like 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Not to duck the bass into nothing, just to stop low mid congestion on the loudest hit. Step 8. Add controlled pirate grit without wrecking the low end. This is where people ruin it, so be disciplined. Try redux, lightly. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction minimal or off. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. This can add that radio edge without destroying the fundamental, especially if you keep it on the MID chain or after the rack, but at very low mix, or erosion, sparingly. Noise mode, frequency 2 to 6 kHz, amount like 0.1 to 1.5, then EQ the highs if it gets nasty. A sound design extra that really sells the cheap transmitter vibe, put auto filter on the MID chain only. Use low pass or band pass, a touch of drive, and a tiny positive envelope amount so harder hits open slightly. That creates consonant motion, like the bass is forming syllables, while your SUB chain stays stable and serious. If glide plus distortion makes the low end feel inconsistent, put a limiter only on the SUB chain, doing almost nothing. Just catching rare peaks. We're not chasing loudness. We're stopping random single notes from dominating your whole mix. Step 9. Arrangement, where pirate energy becomes a story. Turn the 2-bar loop into an 8-bar phrase.